To Queensland now, where a study suggests that the number of turtles being killed by rubbish dumped in the ocean is far higher than rangers had previously estimated. The research is being released today by Earthwatch. It reveals that more than a third of the turtles who die in Moreton Bay have either eaten or been entangled in marine rubbish, as Lexi Metherill reports.
It's long been thought that turtles mistakenly consume soft plastic items like plastic bags and cling film because they believe they're jellyfish, and there's now more evidence that the creatures are selecting soft plastics over other types of rubbish.
We went out and looked at what we were finding in the guts of the turtle and then compared that to what we were finding on the beaches in which the turtles had washed up. And surprisingly, what we ended up finding is that the turtles seem to be selecting or targeting soft plastics with the idea that perhaps these animals are targeting that because they look like jellyfish.
The University of Queensland's Dr. Kathy Townsend is a researcher with Earthwatch. She dissected and examined the contents of the gut of more than 120 dead turtles from the eastern areas of Moreton Bay in Queensland. She says far more soft plastic items than hard plastic items were found in their gut, and 30% of the dead turtles she examined had ingested rubbish.
Sea turtles, because of their anatomy, cannot vomit. So if it can't go at the back end, it ends up getting stuck. This debris then causes the gut to enter a type of paralysis state, and all of the debris and the organics that are mixed in with that debris just start to decompose. And the decomposition process causes gas, and the animals then become positively buoyant. And that's not good if you're a marine animal, because that means you can no longer dive to feed. You can't dive to get out of the way of predators or boats and all these other things as well. So it also means that they basically become very dehydrated and they starve to death. And this can last for months.
Another 6% had died after becoming entangled in rubbish. Dr. Townsend says earlier estimates by rangers had put the proportion of turtles dying because of marine rubbish at just 2%.
I'm not saying that we all of a sudden have more debris in the environment than we had previously. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just a case of our methodology has changed, and we're actually, the full impact is now actually coming to light.
Dr. Townsend says being hit by a boat is the top threat to turtles in the area, but she says rubbish in the water comes a close second. She says half of all marine debris comes from the land. The other half is from boats and ships, which she says are allowed to dump rubbish in the ocean once they're a certain distance from the coast.
It's one of those issues where it's everybody's fault, because it's just the way that we live, and it's all about the debris that we're creating. And as soon as it's everybody's fault, it becomes nobody's responsibility. And that's really the difficult thing to crack. You almost have to take responsibility on a personal level for the impetus to start to be able to fix the problem.
And that's Dr. Kathy Townsend from Earthwatch, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.